And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 30th of October, 2009. It's the birthday of Ezra Pound, born in Haley, Idaho, 1885. Within a few years of James Joyce, William Carlos Williams, D.H. Lawrence, Marianne Moore, Hilda Doolittle, and T.S. Eliot. Poets who Pound was instrumental in promoting their careers, as well as many, many others. He was a great champion of modern poetry and prose, whose mantra was, "Make it new." He had a teaching job at Wabash College in Crawfordsville, Indiana. He was fired for allowing an actress who was stranded to sleep over at his place. But they gave him the rest of his year's salary when they fired him, and with that, he headed off to Europe. He spent some time in Venice, then he moved to London. He was looking for Yeats, who he thought was the greatest poet writing in English. They became friends. Pound worked as Yeats's secretary for a while. And in 1914, Ezra Pound met T.S. Eliot, who was about to write the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, which Pound helped to edit and then got it published in Poetry Magazine. Ezra Pound lived in England for 8 years, had a flat in Kensington, which was a beehive of literary activity. He created a name for the poetry that he liked. He called it Imagism, the Imagist movement, whose principle was direct treatment of the thing, to use only words that contribute to the presentation, and to compose in the sequence of a musical phrase. And his famous poem, In a Station of the Metro, was an example. Two lines, "The apparition of these faces in the crowd, petals on a wet black bough." Here's a poem for today by Nora Pollard, entitled She Dreamed of Cows. I knew a woman who washed her hair and bathed her body and put on the nightgown she'd worn as a bride and lay down with a 38 in her right hand. Before she did the thing, she went over her life. She started at the beginning and recalled everything, all the shame, sorrow, regret, and loss. This took her a long time into the night, and a long time crying out in rage and grief and disbelief, until sleep captured her and bore her down. She dreamed of a green pasture and a green oak tree. She dreamed of cows. She dreamed she stood under the tree and the brown and white cows came slowly up from the pond and stood near her. Some butted her gently and they licked her bare arms with their great coarse drooling tongues. Their eyes, wet as shining water, regarded her. They came closer and began to press their warm flanks against her, and as they pressed, an almost unendurable joy came over her and lifted her like a warm wind, and she could fly. She flew over the tree, and she flew over the field, and she flew with the cows. When the woman woke, she rose and went to the mirror. She looked a long time at her living self. Then she went down to the kitchen, which the sun had made all yellow, and she made tea. She drank it at the table, slowly, all the while touching her arms where the cows had licked. A poem by Nora Pollard, She Dreamed of Cows, from Death and Rapture in the Animal Kingdom, published by Antrim House, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.